Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
Well, this open phone segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business owned, providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. You've still got time to call us, 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
All right, Griff, I said that I was going to give my top 10 tips for Vegas, but I really wanted to do 20. So I'm going to read my tips. And then if anybody has any tips to add, I'd like some people to give tips for being in the event itself, in the rooms, you know, like in a workshop.
Right.
What do you use to take your notes? Things like that.
Or
whatever.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay, well, number one, know in advance how you're getting from the airport to the hotel.
Yes.
You're going to use a hotel van. MGM Grand, by the way, does have vans back and forth to the hotel.
Right.
You might want to contact the MGM Grand to ask about that van. You can take a bus. You can take a taxi.
Yeah.
And you can Uber.
Uber? What's Uber?
Uber.
Oh,
sorry.
Uber.
I'm so sorry. It's even spelled H-U-B-E-R. Sorry. Uber. Take an Uber, which are cheaper than taxis.
Yes.
Should be about $12 to $17 depending on traffic conditions. Okay?
Right.
Number two, bring a shawl, sweater, or light jacket to event rooms, restaurants, casinos, etc. It does get chilly.
Yes, it does.
Number three, bring more than one pair of comfortable shoes because I found that changing your shoes midday or evening can alleviate tired, aching feet.
Yes.
Sometimes sneakers can feel very hot in Vegas and you may want to, you know, slip a whatever in your pocket, maybe a pair of sandals in your purse or something, but change shoes two or three times a day. Your feet will feel better. Bring cooling devices. If you're going to go outside, I don't, but if you're going to go outside, anything from those neck coolers and old-fashioned handheld fans or one that runs on batteries to wear around your neck. Handkerchiefs are good to pack. They gently and most ladylike or manly-like wipe the dew away.
Right.
Yes, it's a dry heat, but dew happens.
Yeah.
Number five, less makeup the better. Just put on a good moisturizer with high SPF. Forgo the heavy eye and face makeup because it'll melt and make you look like the gal from Sunset Boulevard, and we do not want that.
No, well, we do, but you don't.
Number six, business cards are still in style. They're great for networking. People love to just throw them in their goodie bag. So this is a good thing, business cards. You can get them very cheaply on eBay.
Very cheaply.
Number seven, save time for yourself while you're there. Stretch the budget for at least one room service meal or a long bubble bath. Just because it feels good.
Bubble bath.
Okay.
Okay.
Number eight, download the eBay Open 2017 app, which, Griff, should be available on opening day. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. I think.
Okay. Number nine, use the concierge desk for information on where to go and how to get there, etc. A lot of people think that's too uppity.
Too uppity.
They can help you with so many things. And by the way, we're going to be talking about tipping on Thursday.
Yeah.
You should tip these guys about $5, the concierge. If he or she gives you good information, you usually tip them about $5.
Absolutely.
Number 10, Vegas is casual. No need to bring gowns or formal wear unless you want. Shorts.
You will stick out like a sore thumb.
You will. Shorts are good if you're going outside. But event rooms, casino, and restaurants may be too cold for most people in shorts. Most people.
Most people.
So there's my 10. If you have more to add to this, we'd love to have you call in at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Tom from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Black and Gold Gifts is on the line with us. Hi, Tom. What's your question or comment?
Well, I know you wanted comments for people in the rooms, but I'm going to give you one for being out of your room.
Okay.
If you've never been to Vegas and you have no idea what you're going to see or do outside of the hotel, of course it is extremely hot this time of year, wait until the evening, get yourself your favorite large frozen beverage, whether adult or not, and take in the sidewalk artists all up and down the strip. But before you even do that, on your first day, get yourself a 24-hour bus pass. They're cheap. get up on the second deck of the bus. They're double-deckers. You can ride the entire strip and see what's there so that if you see something you want to take in, you'll know it exists rather than doing it on the last day after the eBay event is over.
So your tip is on the first day, buy a 24-hour bus pass. They're double-deckers, and they'll get you all over Vegas, and you can see in advance what you want to go see. That is a good tip.
Try to get the front seat. It's a beautiful big windshield on the bus up there, and you'll get to see all of the strip and find out what you might want to go do.
You know, those double-decker buses and stuff really good in any city.
I love them.
To take that when you go to a new city.
Yes.
Because he's right. You see something you might want to go back and see.
Absolutely.
It's good. Yeah. Tom, good tip. How are you doing, honey? What's going on with you? How's your health?
Good. 15 months clean. And they basically told me to go live and have a good life and have fun.
And call Griffin Lee. I'm sure he told you that.
Yeah, I just had another full body bone scan. Thank you for the $2,000 copay. It's all clean. So, well, I'll go back in the fall and see him again to see what's up. But I'm feeling good, feeling healthy.
Happy to hear that, Tom. Thank you, and thank you for the tip. I'm calling it Lee and Friends Tips for Visiting eBay Open 2017.
Sounds good.
Lee and Friends. So you're one of the friends. Thank you.
Notice how my name isn't in there.
No. You want me to put your name in there?
That's all right. You never call. Griff, you never write. It's
Lee
all right.
Lee and Griff. And I just put Lee and Griff and Friends. You're so right. You should be on here, too. I'm sorry, honey. I'm so sorry.
You don't ask, you don't get.
Lee. That's right. Lee and Griff and Friends. So far we've got 11 tips. We'd love some more. 888-RADIO-30. Tom, thank you so much for your call. It's great to hear your voice.
Thanks.
888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Or you can click on that Contact Us button that goes right into our email. Gina, known as Classy Souls on eBay. Hey, Gina, how you doing? What's your question or comment?
I just had a tip, and
I forgot to tell Tom. Tom, send me email to get your $25 gift certificate. Send me your email, please, to contest@voicemarketing.com, and we'll get that out to you right away. Gina, what's your tip?
Okay, it kind of borders on what Tom said, but I would say take plenty of water with you to stay hydrated.
Oh.
It'll make you feel better. And I think you'll do better.
You know you will do better, and they do tell you to do that, and I left it off. Thank you. That's a good one.
Well, you should also have a little, like, energy bar or snacks with you, because it gets hard finding this stuff.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to do that as number 13.
Yeah, you want to have, whatever little snacks you would normally have to keep your energy from flagging.
Your purse or pocket.
Good idea.
To keep your energy from flagging.
It happens.
It does happen. You're so right, especially now.
Yeah.
You know that I'm on this Nutrisystem diabetic program. Got to eat every couple of hours.
Wow.
2 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
Every 2 to 3 hours a day. Everybody should be doing that, by the way.
Yeah, it's kind of grazing through the day.
Well, and it keeps your metabolism going, so you're going to lose weight faster if you want to lose weight. And it keeps your blood sugar level good.
That's true.
Which everybody can use. You don't have to be pre-diabetic or diabetic to need that. So, Gina, I assume we're going to see you in Las Vegas.
It's not going to happen this year, Lee.
Oh, no.
Aww.
You know what? We're going to have something for the people who can't go.
Well, but I would love to have gotten to see you, Lee, another short person. So there'd be like several of us.
Yes. There would. You know, I've lost 18 pounds. And on us short people.
Now she's only 24 inches tall.
Now for our short people, short friends, you know that 18 pounds is big.
Oh, it's a lot.
For a
five pounds and it's, you know, oh dear.
Yeah, well, I put on 5 pounds every month for years. Gina, thank you. Great tip. Plenty of water to stay hydrated. I appreciate it. Send me email, please, contest@voicemarketing.com, and tell me you sent a tip, and I'll be glad to send you that $25 gift certificate.
Awesome. Thanks, Lee and Griff.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Thank you, Gina.
Bye, Gina.
Okay, so who's going to call in for the Lee and Griffin Friends Tips for Visiting eBay Open 2017? Char in Colorado. Hi, Char. What's your question or comment?
Hi. Oh, I had another tip for the conference.
Okay, this will be tip number 14.
Oh, good. So find out what the schedule is for eBay Radio so that you can map that session in.
Why didn't I think of that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a two-part, because then come with your favorite eBay tip to give during the commercials so that you can get a
couple. Oh, yeah, we're going to have our tip line. We're going to have our tip line. Well, you know what? Besides finding the schedule of eBay Radio, you've given us two tips. Because number 15 should be the schedule of events so you know what you want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Not just eBay Radio.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. We'll put it down. Send me email contest@voicemarketing.com. Tell me you gave a tip and we'll send it out.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Char.
Have a good open this year. I won't be able to make it either this year.
Oh, my God. See, we're going to have a list of people who couldn't make it and do something nice.
Yeah, I hate to hear that.
I know.
I want everyone to be able to go.
Yeah. I know. Well, Char, we're going to miss you, but thank you for calling today.
Okay. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. So we're up to 15.
15, not bad, huh?
Up to 15, and maybe on Thursday we'll get up to 20.
Fantastic. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999.
If you've been relying on TurboLister to manage your listings on eBay, or even if you haven't, we have two words for you, and they're not happy birthday. Those two words are 6-bit software. 6-bit software has always been the best and most powerful application available for managing your business right from your desktop. Now it's better than ever. 6-bit lets you create listings offline, like you did with TurboLister, so even a slow internet connection won't bog you down. And just like TurboLister, 6-bit stores your item info forever. 6-bit also lets you organize your listings into folders. Plus, it does a whole bunch of other cool stuff that TurboLister never dreamed of, including multi-channel selling. Best of all, 6-bit comes in 3 different versions, so you can choose the one that suits the size of your business. Try 6-bit software free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
To most people, modern appliances, tools, and technology are simply instruments of daily life. They don't think much about them one way or the other. On the other hand, entrepreneurs have been known to question, refine, and generally try to figure out ways to do or make stuff better. This is the part of the entrepreneurial spirit that makes progress happen. Even if you don't sell your systems or ideas to others and only use them to enhance your own success, you have that spirit. Like the new spreadsheet you made to better handle your inventory, or the bookkeeping system that's yours and yours alone. You are on the front lines of a revolution in shopping, and it's a privilege of being a small business owner in this century. Use your spirit wisely.
This entrepreneurial tip was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 413.
eBay sellers have some big projects to do while keeping up with daily tasks. Diva Dawn Ralston is known on eBay as top-rated seller Diva Dawn LV. She has this tip for tackling that big project.
I write in, make a plan. For my unlisted inventory, I set up some shelves, and I filled them up, and my goal is to do one shelf a week. It's not overwhelming. It's pushing it a little bit, but if I can get that shelf, all the inventory that's on there processed, photographed, listed, I've hit my goal, and I'm making progress. A few weeks with some empty shelves behind you, it really inspires you. And once they're empty, I have more inventory to fill those shelves with.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
Today's closing segment is brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time.
Absolutely. So I put Griffin Lee, just Griffin Lee, into Google, and I got 5,820,000 results. They couldn't be all for us, but
why not?
I thought it was kind of interesting.
I think it could be.
We got so many.
Yeah.
Yeah. I keep looking down the list and it is us, but I'm sure it's not all 5 million. You know how they do that if you don't put it, if you don't put quotes around it or whatever? If I put quotes around it, it would only be if it was Griffin Lee. You think it's all us?
I'm sure it is.
Because we're all that.
Yeah, we're all that.
Uh-huh.
That's just how we are.
Okay. So, you ready to look at the events?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, if you go to our archive site, which is where we keep our podcasts after
each
show.
We keep them safe, yeah.
You will see a bunch of tabs up at the top, and one says Seller Resources, and if you hover over that, you can click on Seller Events, and that's what Griff and I are going to look at right now. Somebody calling you?
Unfortunately, I left my phone on.
Oh, it happens.
Yeah.
You want to read the first one?
I do, actually, because it's in a place that I love. I've been to several events there. And we're talking about Chicagoland, specifically the Chicagoland Area eBay and E-Commerce Sellers Group Meetup, which will happen July 11th at Tuesday from 6:15 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Char House in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. The topic is being thrifty over 50, and the speaker is top-rated seller Peggy E. Smith, mother of Jason T. Smith.
And she is a hoot.
A hoot and a holler.
On July 12th, Colorado Springs eBay and e-commerce online sellers group meetup is happening from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Herbs Crafts Gifts, Colorado Springs, Colorado. And the topic is, how are you dealing with the spring and summer seller updates? Bring snacks if you like. The weather is nice. We'll set up on the patio.
On Thursday, July 13th, the Greater New York City eBay e-commerce meetup will happen at 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the New York Public Library Columbus branch in the Basement Community Room, New York City. The topics are banking options for small businesses, packing and shipping, and they'll be raffling off eBay-branded shipping supplies.
Then on the 14th of July, the Steel City eBay and e-commerce seller group meetup is going on from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Eaton Park Restaurant, Homestead, Pennsylvania, and the topic, all things eBay selling.
On Tuesday, July 18th, the eBay Resellers Collaborative, this is an Amherst group meetup, will take place at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Panera Bread in Amherst, New York, and it's just a very casual get-together.
July 19th, Casa Grande Online eBay Sellers Group Meetup is going on, and that's from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Cookie Jar in Casa Grande, Arizona. The topic, Seller Q&A.
And then finally, this little event that will be happening July.
It's a tiny little thing.
Yeah, it's July 25th to the 28th. It's in Las Vegas. It's called eBay Open.
And or something like that.
Yeah, it's eBay Open 2017.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the MGM Grand. And if it's the seller event of the year, so you can sharpen your selling skills, network with your fellow sellers, talk with eBay execs and employees, as well as the people behind third-party tools and services, and you can enjoy live broadcasts of eBay Radio.
In Vegas. Fun, mm-hmm. fun.
Right.
Okay, well, there we have it.
There it is.
So people are still doing events during the summer. That's good to know.
Yeah, of course. It's
not
a good
not quite
time.
As many, but a lot.
You can do outdoor events. You can mm-hmm. sit by the pool.
Or not.
Or have a picnic on your porch. Or you can go to the park.
So Griff and I will be back on Thursday, and we're going to ask you to call in with your tips for Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted 20, but I don't care. If we go over, that'd be great. As many tips as we can come up with, all right? So we're going to do that. And also, Griff and I are going to talk about tipping in Vegas on Thursday. You'd be surprised at how many people just absolutely don't know what to do.
So there's a tip, unless it's already been given, which is keep $1 bills in your handy so you can tip.
Oh, this is a good one.
Right.
Keep dollar bills for tips handy. That is a good one, Griff. You don't want to be embarrassed.
So there's two reasons for this. there's the altruism of being nice to your fellow human beings that are maybe working difficult jobs. But it's a great way to make things go better.
Of course.
You tip the bellman. He sees you the next time, or another bellman doesn't believe you, they know who tips. You get better service all around. You know what Howie does that just works miracles? When we travel by plane, which isn't that often now, he always stops and buys like boxes of candies and he gives them to the flight attendants as we walk in.
Because he knows he's going to be a pain in the ass.
No, he's not a pain in the ass. Oh. That's the deal. He's like the easiest person in the world to deal with. But
he knows you are going to be a pain.
Well, I'm not going to answer that question on the grounds that it may incriminate me. They treat us like royalty.
Well, it's a sweet thing to do. Yeah. Who doesn't like to get something?
If you don't, their jobs can be really hard. I'm sure you may have witnessed in your flights somebody really treating them badly. And if you haven't witnessed it firsthand, you can YouTube.
Yeah, many
and see
of them.
Some of the examples. So, hey, they're just human beings like you and I, and they've got a difficult job.
And they rely on their tips. See, well, that's what you need to realize. These people are working these jobs. They're relying on these tips.
They are.
And so it's all part of the deal. When you go on vacation or you go to an event, it's all, the tips are all part of the deal. We'll be, you know, giving you a list of those on Thursday as well.
We certainly will.
And then we'll be on the air the following Tuesday, and then we're off until the first show of the event.
That's right. This segment was brought to you by ShipWorks, helping you ship more in less time. We'll be live again on Thursday, July 13, 2017, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Join us then. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing five-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails. But I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person. And it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic-specific, for example, questions about returns. I can set up auto-responses for international buyers, too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Poorly packed items are one of the most common reasons that buyers leave negative feedback. But with shipping supplies from BubbleFast, you'll soon be packing like a pro. BubbleFast's Mark and Robin Levine have the answers to all your packing and shipping questions, and they've got everything you need to put their advice into practice. They've been serving e-commerce sellers just like you since 1999, and they personally use all of their own products. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. So start packing your items as professionally as you run the rest of your business with shipping supplies from BubbleFast. Join BubbleFast's Facebook group and subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.